Anne Zuckerman is a teacher at Sichuan University in Chengdu. She was in a courtyard on campus when the earthquake struck. Zuckerman says the building where she lives doesn't appear to be damaged, but she's been advised to get out anyway.
The university has told me that I have to evacuate my apartment, which is located on the campus.
And you have to evacuate because of the fear of the damage from aftershocks? And what's your feeling about that? It sounds like you have some doubts.
My feeling is I don't think it's necessary. We've already had quite a few aftershocks, and my understanding is that aftershocks get weaker with each one.
So, Anne, how do you know so much about earthquakes?
I lived in Seattle for over 20 years, and I experienced probably 5 different ones, only one that was a significant earthquake. And maybe I don't know so much, but that's my feeling and my judgment is that the buildings are probably safe, and I think they just are being very, very cautious.
And how about your students in terms of how well prepared they were for what happened?
They were not prepared at all. As is very typical of them, they're not very outward with what emotions they really are feeling, but many of them said that they were really very nervous. And they didn't know what it was. Some of them said that they didn't feel too afraid during it, but I know that they're feeling nervous now. They are happy to be sleeping on the lawn and not going back into the dormitories. I think they're very worried about the dormitories.
When people poured out of the buildings, is that because they had rehearsed for the eventuality
Never.
Of something like this? Never. So it came
Never.
As it came as that much of a surprise?
No one was prepared for this. No one. There was no instructions, and I'm not even sure if the instructions that we are given in the United States would be the same instructions that should be given here. I teach in a school in Seattle, and we had an earthquake in 2001, and my students, they actually were aware of what was going on before I was. One of the students shouted out earthquake, and all the students just ducked under their desks and did exactly what they were supposed to do. I don't know if that would be the best advice for people here anyway.
How come?
I don't know if the buildings are, you know, have been retrofit for earthquakes, the way the school building that I was in Seattle was built specifically to withstand earthquakes. And we were aware of the fact that we were probably safer inside the building than outside the building.
So at this point, are you going to be, as we hang up, are you going to start packing?
Yes, unfortunately.
And you have a daughter, correct, who lives with you?
I have a daughter, yes. Yeah.
So you're going to be heading out. Where are you going to be spending the night tonight, and what are you going to pack for yourself?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's in a building that maybe they deem safer than the building that I'm in. And what I gathered is that if we sleep, we may be sleeping on tables. I think people here feel nervous but safe and thankful and are very concerned about the other areas of Sichuan province.
That's Anne Zuckerman, who's a teacher at Sichuan University in Chengdu. That's about 50 miles from the epicenter of today's earthquake.